Now let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. We're joined by Mark Russo from Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me about the next 10 days in the Midwest?
Sure, Todd. As we look out here, especially over the next 10 days, the pattern is going to remain quite active across the Corn Belt. Now, specifically, as we look from now through the remainder of this week, i.e. the next 5 days, basically, the central and southern sections of the Midwest will see some of the more heavier totals and some of the most active conditions, i.e. frequency of rain will be the highest. And along with that, the totals will be the heaviest in places such as Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Michigan. Still some light rain showers are expected up north in areas of Minnesota and on to the Dakotas, but a bit more of the widespread activity and heaviest amounts will be down south. As we get into that second 5 day block over the weekend and on during the first half of next week, that kind of zone of higher rainfall total shifts northward and begins to encompass more of the Midwest. So all in all, it's still a pretty active pattern here, especially over the next 10 days. And from a temperature perspective, this week will be unseasonably cool across much of the Midwest. So some of the cooler temperatures seen over this weekend will continue here this week. And then next week, we do anticipate much warmer conditions here. Nothing exceptionally hot, but getting back to more kind of normal, maybe a few areas slightly above normal during that final portion of June.
Yesterday, India attached some tariffs to pulses coming in from the United States. This in response from more than a year ago, March of 2018, tariffs that the United States had imposed on steel and aluminum. And they finally just came to no negotiation between the two nations. I'm wondering whether in that nation, they are having any difficulty with the monsoon that feeds, of course, a lot of their agricultural production.
Well, Todd, they are beginning to see some issues to the start of their rainy season, and June is the climatologically onset of the Indian monsoon rainy season, and that is an area of concern due to the erratic start to monsoon rainfall. Now, over the next couple of weeks, there will be northward advancement of the leading edge of the monsoon, but even within much of the subcontinent, rainfall totals will register below normal, and that includes the main soybean, corn, cotton, and even groundnut areas there in central and northern India.
From India, turn your attention to the Black Sea area and the weather conditions there.
Yeah, specifically in Ukraine and Russia, as we've gone through the past week, we've seen temperature shift into a warmer than normal pattern and rainfall begin to be suppressed across the region. So they've shifted hotter and drier, and that pattern looks to continue as we go through the next couple of weeks as ridging of high pressure prevails over the region. Now, the ridge will be at its strongest intensity over the next 7 to 8 days, and that's when the temperatures will be the highest and rainfall will be most suppressed. Week two will feature some weakening of the ridge, but it still looks to stay in place and maintain that drier and warmer bias. So with that, actually that's favorable for winter wheat harvesting across the region, but it certainly is an item to watch for corn as it's developing. It has adequate soil moisture now, but crop stress will be increasing via that hotter and drier pattern here upcoming.
Hey, thanks, Mark, and you have a great week.
Hey, you too, Todd. Thank you.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.